on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!
You're here at the preview of Spin Out. The day that we thought would never come in Tim Ferguson's career is finally here, where his movie Spin Out is getting its Sydney preview. Looking around me, I can just see it's a who's who of who's that. People that are having free drinks, drinking lots of white wine and promising to laugh in the appropriate places at the coming movie. I'm standing next to a man who's been described as a man, and that's Richard Saunders.
I'm happy to be here. Somebody came up to me earlier who knew who I was, sort of. Wasn't sure.
Paul Livingston's over there. I do hope Paul McDermott turns up.
The room is absolutely heaving.
I'm the only person, I've got to say, wearing a fake cowboy hat. I spent $8 at a party warehouse on this hat, and I'm surprised that no one else has done similar.
You've made the effort. You're wearing your plastic cowboy hat, and nobody else is.
No. We'll see if we can talk to some other people, but frankly, we're enjoying the free drinks. What are you hoping for from Spin Out?
I am hoping to learn more about the Ute Master.
Because you've always had a burning desire to drive a V8 Ute?
Absolutely. Every girl needs a V8 Ute.
Well, a lot of the actual Utes in Australia that win the competition are owned by women in this country.
Well, I'm here to tell you, my physio recommended I should drive a Ute for my gummy knees. Apparently a Ute is good for your knees.
So I can't see how a Ute would be better for your knees than a sedan or a Mazda MX-5.
I drive a sedan, however, she said that was not suitable for my knee problem and I should get a Ute.
That needs some severe Googling, I think. Paul Livingston here. Paul, how are you?
I'm well.
You're a guy who's been to a few movie previews in your time. How does this stack up?
This is some of the best red wine I've ever had.
They've actually gone an extra dollar on the bottle, have they?
I think they have. I really do think they've worked very hard. They want to get people quite intoxicated before they see this film.
What do you know about the film? Obviously, you've been working with Tim. Has he let go much of what the movie's about?
Oh, no, he hasn't told us, but I know it's about cars, and I can't drive, and neither can he. It's interesting that Tim would write a film about a car when he hasn't got a license.
And so, as someone who's not a real driver, do you think you might nod off during those bits, or you might just pretend you're interested?
Well, I'm hoping to learn something. At the age of 60, I'm thinking of getting my license. I think it could be exciting at my age.
And you'll immediately go into the area where you get a limited one straight away.
Look, if I can get an hour a day, I'll give it a go.
What are you expecting from the movie tonight, sir?
Lots of laughs. It's one of Tim's films. I'm a bit disappointed that he doesn't make a cameo.
He could at least be in the crowd.
I would have put him somewhere. I would have put him on top of a truck.
I saw the shorts for it way before I realised Tim had written it. I went, yeah, cars and music, sweet. So I was already sold.
You're a V8 Ute driver.
I am totally a V8 Ute driver and fan.
Holden or Ford?
Ford, all the way. I've had three, and they've all broken down, which it doesn't bode well for them, but it's because I love them too hard.
I know the Ford XD Falcon did have a problem with its door handles.
It certainly did. I can break into any Ford up until about the XF.
Well, who have we got here tonight?
I'm Ted Robinson.
Ted, of course, you were deeply involved with a lot of Tim's work. What do you think you'd expect from Tim's writing in the production?
I expect Tim will actually surprise us all by having a well-made comedy that has a beginning, a middle and end, and it'll be in that order.
You are juxtaposing it to the work of Dash Capital, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm juxtaposing it to just about everything else we've ever done.
You were the producer of Das Kapital, and it was an amazing show at the time, and of course the big gig. Every time I see Q&A, which I've got to say is not very often, I go, couldn't they just do the reruns of the big gig instead? Q&A is the flagship show of the ABC now, where the big gig used to be, and I think that speaks volumes about the world we live in today.
Indeed. There isn't enough comedy on TV at the moment, but in some ways that can strangely be a good thing because it gives the next wave of comedians a moment or two to work out their act in a live gig situation before they bring it to TV. I'm not sure that I can give you the global view, but I can tell you that there's new energy and a new wave of young comics about to hit the screen.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Paul. You're deep in conversation there. I don't like doing this. I tend to do it to you occasionally.
Yeah, you always do it to me, mate. Not every time I seem to be having an enjoyable time with someone, you come up, stick a microphone in my face.
What are you looking forward to from Tim's movie, and has he given away much to you about it?
He hasn't really talked about the film with me personally at all. In fact, I think he's kept me in the dark. I've heard him talking to other people in our group, in our little collective, voluminously about it, going into great detail. And as soon as I come into a room or am anywhere near a coffee table in the vicinity of him, he'll just clam up and say, what are you doing here, Paul? We're not talking about anything, go away.
God, that's a bit paranoia-inducing, isn't it?
It has made me feel bad. And I felt happy about being invited tonight. I came as an extra with Ted Robinson. I got a plus one. I'm a plus one, yeah.
Oh, well, way to
go. I'm sure Tim just forgot to invite me.
Oh, look, a minor oversight,
yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Can I quickly ask you what Edinburgh and London was like, returning there after all these years? And I'm sure there were a lot of happy faces, just wild to see you again.
Oh, yeah, well, the streets are pretty similar, especially in the heart of London.
Oh, really?
Most of the streets are pretty much the same as they were 10, 20 years ago.
How'd the new material go with the audience?
Oh, it was great. We had a great time in Edinburgh. It was very exciting. Caught up with a lot of old friends, saw a lot of wonderful comedians who came to see us, people we'd known for many years, but also fantastic audience that came from all over the world. So we had people flying in from America and coming from far-flung parts.
So when you got down to London, well, what sort of action was going on down there?
A lot of people who were there in 87 who came to see our first shows in Edinburgh. There were a lot of people that would tell us after shows they saw us in, you know, 90 or 92 or something. So happy to see us now that we've got back together. Just everything was great. All 5-star and 4-star reviews while we're in Edinburgh and London. All the reviews have been good. The Australian press, apart from yourself, of course, has largely avoided us for some reason. And no, it seems odd. We've had 2 years of touring. I think you've seen some of the shows.
And the only complaint I've got is that Hospital Gown has not made it to the set, because to me that is the darkest and most surreal new material, and it's just not there. Did you bring it on in London at least once?
There's dozens of songs that are sitting on the computer at home that those two old fellas just can't learn. They just can't learn anything.
You do a lot of ad-libbing in the show. Is anything new turned up from being in the Edinburgh and the London show that you're going to keep in the show? Anything turned up?
Oh yeah, heaps of stuff has turned up, but we won't remember it the next time we go on stage.
That's a problem, isn't it?
We're all so old now, and we're suffering from memory loss. And
did you successfully cut the show back to the 4.5-hour version for Edinburgh? Did you bring it back to what you needed?
We managed to get it back to an hour and a half.
Bloody hell.
Everyone was saying you had to do an hour in Edinburgh, but we went, we can't, there's no way we can do an hour. We said we'll do an hour 20, maybe verging on an hour and a half. In the first week we were quite good, we managed to get down to an hour and 20. The second week we were just an hour and 30. But people at the show, thankfully, said it didn't feel like it.
Well, thanks, Paul, for chatting to us. I'll talk to you later, man. Well, have you got a moment, Mikey Robbins?
We've been told to go in. I'm going in.
Are you sure they were talking about the movie?
I'm going in.
On maynard.com.au. AU!